Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Eleanor Engel, tell me, what does this sound mean to you?
That's a pleasant sound to me. It means some woman has been out shopping and found just what she wanted.
Well, what she wanted in this case was prompt relief for an upset stomach or a headache, because that cash register just rang up another sale for Alka-Seltzer.
It happens every day at drug counters all over the country. People buy Alka-Seltzer for the first time, try it for the first time, and then they come back and buy some more.
Yes, because Alka-Seltzer means really dependable relief for the pain of a headache or the unhappy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach.
Try it yourself, friends, and see how prompt and effective Alka-Seltzer really is. Stop at any drug counter and buy a package of Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Mrs. McGee is walking down 14th Street on her way to the beauty shop. Mr. McGee is walking along with her, talking to her as follows.
Oh, I wish you'd put off that darn beauty shop till tomorrow and come on out to the football game with me, Molly.
I can't put it off, McGee. I was lucky to get...
Old man McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank's nephew, gave me the tickets, and it ought to be a swell game. It's our junior college versus the Green Bay Pickers, and they say that these...
Versus the who? You don't mean those college kids are playing against professionals. Why, those Green Bay Packers...
No. This is a different outfit. It's a cotton college down at Green Bay, Arkansas, and they call them the Green Bay Pickers.
Well, you go ahead and go, McGee. I was lucky to get this appointment today, and I don't want to break it.
I don't like to go to football games by myself. I get too worked up.
Well...
Whenever I see that no-talent coach of ours sending a player in to kick or pass, when what he ought to do is call a split-T formation around left end for a line buck, I always want to run out on the field and tell him what a dunce he is. I need somebody to restrain me.
Well, the coach always has 8 or 10 strong young men sitting on the bench with him. Maybe they'll restrain you. Say, look, why don't you call Dr. Gamble? Maybe he'll go to the game with you.
Nah, that appendix happy tummy thumper. He's so busy making money, he wouldn't take an afternoon off to see Harry Truman lead a Republican rally.
I'd go with you, McGee, but I've just got to get my hair done. I put it off too long as it is. And when Norma phoned and said she had some time open... Say, what about Mort Toops? He likes football.
Yeah, Mort might go with me. I don't know. I'll phone him from the beauty shop and see, I guess.
Good.
Or maybe I'll go with the Elks Club and shoot some pool or something. I got to figure out something to do with myself this afternoon. I sure don't intend to stick around that mud pack palace all day while you get...
You get ready to put the wave in, Norma. Do it just like you did the last time, huh? Everyone liked it.
Oh, sure. I know what you mean, Miss McGee. I'll brush it a little bit more, and then I'll trim it for you. Well, how do you like sitting around a beauty shop, Mr. McGee?
Oh, I've never been so fascinated in my life, Norm. I didn't intend to stay only just long enough to use your phone, but I got so interested in... Hey, open that inside door for me again, will you? Just for a second, huh?
Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee. She's opened that door for you every 5 minutes since you came in.
Come on, Norma. Oh, open the door. Come on, open it. I want to listen again.
Well, okay, if you want.
Here.
My gosh, they've been going on like that for an hour. How long can they keep that up?
Well, I don't know, Mr. McGee. I've only worked here 11 years. I'm going to cut your hair now, Ms. McGee, and then we'll shampoo it.
Okay, Norma. McGee, you ought to let Norma trim your hair. That last haircut you got looked like it had been done with an electric fan, with dull blades.
Well, I still like the barbershop better than this place. Not so much cigarette smoke down there. Hey, how long you think it'll take with Molly, Norma? Very long now?
Oh, not too. Help yourself to the magazines there.
Why don't you call Mark Toops again, McGee? He may be home by now. And...
Well, I will in a little while. Hey, can I open that door again for just a minute, Norma? Please, pretty please, just a second. Can I open it?
Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee. You've heard women talk before.
Not like this, I never did. Come on, Norma. Just a second, huh?
Well, I don't mind, Mr. McGee. If it amuses you, go ahead.
Gee, thanks, Norma.
And John, I said,
Boy, oh boy. To think I was going to waste my afternoon at a football game. You know, I'd like to make a record of that yak yak and play it back real slow. I'll bet there's enough dynamite in that conversation to blow up the Yankee Stadium. This is the most fun I've had.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Having fun is good for you. So remember this. Whether you like to bowl, spend a day shopping, an evening at the movies, or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. When you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Yeah, Mort. I'm calling from the beauty shop. What? No, I'm waiting for my wife. I just called to tell you not to plan on going to the football game this afternoon, Mort. Oh, I know you weren't figuring on it, but I had two tickets and I was going to take you with me. Yeah, but forget it. I'm having too much fun down here. Yeah. Huh? Bye. I wish Molly or somebody would come out of that inside room so I could...
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Well, I'll be a hi there, Teeny. Hey, what brings you down here?
My mother?
Huh?
Hey, are you waiting for a manicure, mister?
No, I'm not waiting for a manicure. I'm waiting for a Mrs. McGee, sis. Why?
Let me see your hands. You could use a manicure.
Well, I'm not getting one. Mrs. McGee's getting her hair done in there. Hey, what the heck are you doing down here? You're about 15 years early for the beauty shop, aren't you?
No.
No?
No. It's 3:30, and that's what time my appointment is, 3:30. Miss Maria's going to wash my hair, I betcha.
Pardon my merriment, Teeny, but strikes me as slightly ridiculous going to a beauty shop at your age.
Oh, I don't know. If I waited till your age, it'd be too late, mister.
I see what you mean. Well, you trot along, sis. And if you see a woman in there that belongs to me, just tell her there's a faithful old man waiting outside here like a hound pup at the cabin door.
Okay, mister. I'll be seeing you.
Hey, wait. Let me open that door for you. Still at it. Those gals been beating their gums longer than Wrigley Beeman and Beechnut put together. It's no wonder they call them the weaker sex. They could keep this up for a week or 10 days and never read. Well, look who's here. If it ain't the old torso tinker himself. Hi, Doc.
Hello, Dull Skull. What are you doing down here? Waiting for a dryer to take care of those wet spots behind your ears?
No, and if you come in to get that bald spot of yours reduced, you better just buy yourself a derby and forget it. If you really want to know, though, I'm waiting for Molly.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. She's inside there getting the works.
Oh.
Boy, I've been having myself a ball around here this afternoon, Doc. You never heard such yakety yakking in your life as those gals in that back room. Sitting there with their heads in them iron lungs, blatting their little brains out.
Yeah, I know. Everybody talking, nobody listening, huh?
I'm telling you, you never heard such a... Here, let me give you a quick blast of it. I'll just hold the door open for a minute. That's all you can...
Did you hear that? Time can't be back in a million lives. I'm not going to put that on my head so I can be really telling this bone now.
Teeny, too.
Yeah.
You ever hear anything like that in your life?
Just once, when I was a kid and visited my uncle's farm, a fox got in the hen house one night.
Boy, those hens would scare a fox to death. Imagine a bunch of men yakking like that. Never.
Well, it's a sort of emotional outlet for most women. Just give them something to talk about, and they talk. Don't have to have anyone listening to them. They just like to talk.
You should have got here sooner, Doc. I've been enjoying this since... Hey, incidentally, why'd you come over here in the first place?
Oh, I drop in every couple of weeks or so for a scalp massage.
Ain't that kind of like watering the sidewalk and expecting violets to spring up?
Well, it's not so much trying to save my hair. It's just restful for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's nothing like it for a busy professional man who doesn't have time to relax. You ought to try it, McGee. Why don't you get a scalp massage the same time I do?
No, not for me, Doc. No, boy. My gosh, I'd feel like it.
Oh, come on. Come on, you'll love it.
No. Molly will be out any minute. I haven't got time. Besides, I like to wash my own hair. Besides, I don't like people fussing around me. Besides, my hair don't need washing. And besides...
It's on me. I'll pay for it.
It's a deal. I'm your man.
Good. I'll get an operator out here, and I tell you, McGee,
Are you all through with me at last, Norma?
Yes, and I hope Mr. McGee didn't get disgusted waiting and go home. I want him to see your hair. It just looks beautiful.
Oh, he won't even notice it till I point to it, Norma. The only time a husband thinks of your hair is when he steps on a bobby pin in the bathroom.
Well, I'll let you out through the corridor here, Ms. McGee. You won't have to go through the main room. This way.
This door here?
No, through this room here, Ms. McGee. This is where we give the scalp treatment.
So this Dr. Edgington gets up. He's been monopolizing the whole convention all day. And he says, I wonder if Dr. Gamble realizes that his method for a frontal lobectomy was first discovered by Munster in 1864. So I said, yes, doctor, discovered by Munster in 1864 and perfected by Gamble in 1955. Well, his face turned a bright pink, and he sat down in a minute.
Ah, this is just ridiculous.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You know that old saying, better be safe than sorry? Well, there's more truth than fiction in that one. For example, when you take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly every day, they keep you on the safe side of vitamin health. And you must agree that's much better than feeling sorry, for vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of a tired, listless feeling. Remember this, your meals may not supply enough of the vitamins you need, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. These low-cost vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
I don't know how you can ever again talk about women being gabby, McGee. If I had a record of you and Dr. Gamble...
What'd you say, Molly?
I said, I don't know how you can ever talk about women being gabby after the way you and Dr. Gamble...
It's no use, kiddo. I can't hear you. I must have had my head under that dryer too long, I guess. My ears ring.
Oh, you're impossible.
So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Norma was Natalie Masters, and the other women were Elvia Allman and Jean Vanderpile. This is John Wald reminding you that Fibber and Molly will be back with you again tomorrow. Goodbye.
Daytime companion to America's women, weekdays, starting November 7th on NBC Radio.